TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Another ladies' night right here in the Social Lab. Your girl, Hot Chocolate, in the driver's seat once again. TM Hyman Radio Live, 9:04 p.m. here on the East Coast, 6:04 on the West Coast. And as Madam Boston would say, everybody in the middle, somebody, you know, y'all figure it out. Again, we are the Social Lab. Welcome to Hump Day Wednesday. Your girl, Hot Chocolate. And I'm going to start it off with all the way live from Columbia, South Carolina. Joining me, my beautiful, vivacious chefologist. I love saying the chefologist word.
I like that.
Yes.
Hey, what's poppin'?
chopping it up with us here in our social lab kitchen in a little while. But today's hump day episode of the Social Lab is going to bring to you some ideas, reviews, feedback on what we think are some affordable vacation options for you and your family. Spring break is upon us. The weather is breaking. It's finally nice, although everything is covered with pollen. You know, take the good with that. But we're going to give you some places to go to enjoy yourself with you and your family. 917-889-3926 is the number to weigh in. And, yeah, we're going to throw in a little bit of music here in between. We here in the Social Lab are, as many of you may be, still in mourning of our brother Nipsey Hussle. Nip, rest in peace. So we're going to throw some Nip on again tonight and, talk about that memorial service that's planned tomorrow at the Staples Center in Los Angeles for our fallen brother Nipsey Hussle. So let's
powerful, very powerful, I'm sure.
Yeah, let's kick it off with that, actually, Fee. We were talking prior to coming on the air saying how bananas that we feel like the whole event is going to be. BET is going to live stream the event, so if you're able to check it out, definitely do so if you're interested and show your respects to our brother Nipsey Hussle.
You know, like I was sharing with you, it's been very solemn, is that the word I'm looking for, until I actually saw an interview with his mom and his grandmother spoke. And the power that these women exuded was just, it was mind-boggling. Like, I couldn't cry. It was just, I received so much strength from them, because who am I to cry when this woman gave birth to this legend?
King.
And
king.
Yeah, to this king. And his grandmother, who birthed this beautiful queen, they just, not a tear, not one tear. The grandmother said that, yeah, she prays, but she prays so much harder for the young man who killed Nipsey. She said, you know, I pray that he finds, she said, I pray that he finds peace before he meets his maker. I pray he asks for forgiveness, because he's going to have to deal with this for the rest of his life, you know. But don't cry for my grandson. She said she had no clue that people loved him the way she loved him. She said she had no clue. She said she felt that, you know, that was her grandson. That was her pride and joy. But to look around and see that everyone else saw what she knew, that was just, it was powerful. It really, really was powerful.
It was so interesting, touching, almost mind-bogglingly overwhelming to listen to her describe his scent. That she knew he was at peace because he had a sweet smell to him in his death. It's such a sad situation, such a horrific loss for the community itself.
Absolutely.
Not just
the
music
nation.
Community. The community and the nation itself. He definitely had activists and humanitarian written all over his future.
Absolutely. And, you know, my 15-year-old, she said it best. She said, you know, Mom, I think this generation now knows how your generation felt when Tupac and Biggie was murdered.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow. I didn't even, not that I didn't think about it, but I didn't put it in those words, you know. And she said, you know, it still affects us, because we're still bopping to Tupac, and we're still bopping to Biggie, and we're still making references of, you know, how would music be if Biggie and Tupac were still around. Now it's going to be how would music be if Tupac, Biggie, and Nipsey were still around, you know?
Yes.
So, you know, just to hear her say that at such a young age, it's like, you know, it's definitely, he's definitely up there with those two groups as well.
Yeah.
You know, absolutely.
The young lady is very wise in her young years, let me say that. Rest in peace once again to our brother Nipsey Hussle, Ocean Views, right here on the Social Lab. We'll be right back.
Hey, hey, hey. Look, guys, y'all know I love quick and easy meals. So this here, when you present it, it's going to look like you slaved in the kitchen all day. Please believe, 45 minutes tops, you'll be in your kitchen. What we have tonight is my foolproof low country boil. What you're going to need, snow crabs, potatoes. I use red potatoes, baby potatoes, corn, sausage, and shrimp. Then you're going to get your dry spices, which is going to contain your lemon pepper, Cajun seasoning, Old Bay seasoning, and minced garlic. Now, your wet ingredients will be your hot sauce, lemon juice, and butter. Now, what you're going to do is place your oven on 350 degrees, wash all of your seafood, wash your corn, wash your potatoes, leave the shells on your shrimp, and, of course, leaving your crab legs intact. Get a turkey roaster bag. Mix up all of your spices and your wet ingredients. Cut your potatoes into smaller chunks if they're really big so that they cook evenly. And you're going to place everything into your bag. Pour all of your seasoning and your sauces over your seafood and your veggies. Bake for 45 minutes, and voila, your low country boil done the quick and easy way. And I'm telling y'all, sprinkle that with a little bit of parsley. That's not the word I was looking for, but it's parsley. Sprinkle that on top. Get you some lemon. Get you some lemon wedges on the side. I promise y'all, if y'all have like a juicy crab or anything in y'all area, y'all give them no money. And then also for me, I get the seasonings that I just named, and I make it into a bowl on the side so you can dip your crab legs and your potatoes and your corn in that sauce.
Oh, yes.
OMG. It is
extra
absolutely
dip.
Extra, extra good.
Yes.
You can't have too much.
Extra dip.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah.
That's
so
what I'm
let
talking
me
about
know
right
how
there.
That foolproof low country boil works out for y'all. And also throw in your boiled eggs. I never really kind of understood what that was with the boiled eggs, but with that seasoning in there, absolutely amazing.
Listen, I had never experienced the boiled eggs in a crab boil until I moved to Florida. That's where it, you know, was very popular when I was living there.
Mm-hmm.
So coming here
mm-hmm.
to Georgia, going to establishments like Juicy Crab and Spondivitz, you know, like that better Atlanta kind of staples, they don't do the boiled eggs. Now, there is another company that's like a mobile delivery company called King Crab ATL that does do the boiled eggs. But, baby, this recipe that Fee just gave you from our kitchen, you won't even have to give them your money. You can go.
You won't. You won't.
At, you know, a good rate. You can pick out your own to make sure you get good size.
Mm-hmm.
The right amount of ingredients in there for yourself.
Absolutely.
That's
yes.
why you can rock with us on the Social Lab so you can get those recipes, get those little tidbits, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes. Yes, yes.
Yes.
Got to let me know how that turned out, guys.
Absolutely. So, 9:18 p.m. here in the Social Lab. And again, we are discussing affordable vacation options. So, according to, who do we have here, Money Career Cheat Sheet, we do like, you know, we're family-oriented here, of course, on the Social Lab, so we've done, or I'm assuming some of us have done Disney vacations. We definitely have in my
mm-hmm.
family. See, have you?
Yes, I have.
Okay. So they're giving you some tips to make an affordable trip to Disney World possible. First tip is change your outlook and start small. You've looked at your bank account. There were a few crumpled bills in the pocket of your winter coat. You turned over a few couch cushions looking for spare change. Despite all that, you're still well short of the thousands of dollars you'll need to pay for a Disney World or Disneyland trip. Instead of looking for $5,000 right away, start with small goals. A dollar here or a few dollars there definitely adds up quickly. Or if you want to be really ambitious, You can try the Disney Vacation Savings Challenge that could have you well on the way to a Disney trip within a year. So, number two, yeah, make it a family affair. Get the kids involved. Sure, there are some couples without children who enjoy visiting Disney World, but the theme park's bread and butter is the young crowd. So if you've seen any of the hundreds of videos in which parents surprise their kids with Disney trips, you know it's the little ones that go gaga for Disney. In that vein, get them involved in what likely is going to be the trip of their young lifetime. We're not suggesting they pony up thousands or even hundreds of dollars, but maybe they'd be okay with contributing $5 or $10 here or there from their birthdays or other events in order to feel like they're invested in the trip. Even if their contributions don't cover a plane ticket or a night in a hotel, it might pay for their souvenirs inside the park. Are very expensive. Number three, use Disney gift cards. That's always big. You can ask for them for birthday gifts. Let them know that you're planning a trip to Disney, maybe do a Disney-themed party. And, you know, instead of them just giving you money or giving you something else, that would be a great way to rack up on your gifts, your gift cards for the trip. Number four, use the point system, and be smarter about how you spend that in the way of credit cards. But while you're earning points to book the trip, in turn, your points can be used for airfare, hotel rooms, rental cars, and other vacation expenses. And then definitely limit restaurant meals. We all know how pricey those can get. Next would be consider a second job, maybe Uber, Lyft, Uber Eats, to add some money to the vacation pot while working from home. Definitely shop around before your trip in the way of airfare and hotels and things of that nature. And when it comes to hotels, it definitely pays to know some of the best ways to score deals. Hotels.com has a list of off-site hotels near Disney World, and some of those book for as little as $148 a night and have transportation to the Disney complex. So those are definitely some good tips to use. And a lot of those tips can be applied to just your vacations in general. Some other spots that we like are, because we're about maybe 8 minutes left in the show, we can use this as our last debate point because I'm sure it will be a good topic. So in the Ray of Great Wolf Lodge, there are several locations, some of them being new. The main one is located in, I don't say the main one, but the one that I've found people are most familiar with is in New Williamsburg, Virginia. They just opened new locations. They all are actually located in North Carolina, Texas, Pennsylvania, Michigan. There is a new one that they have just opened in, I think it's LaGrange, Georgia. So that's a new property. I've heard mixed reviews. See, we again were talking behind the scenes, and you have kind of mixed feedback, I guess, about it.
I guess looking from the parental side of it, I know when I took my girls, and it's been a few years, but I did go to the one in Williamsburg, and I've actually gone to the one in Charlotte as well, or in Concord, right outside of Charlotte.
Okay.
The meals aren't included, so it became really pricey. Like, if you look at the website, and it shows, like, the little log cabin, and it just looks really, really enticing for the kids, and they're all excited, like, oh, we're going to be going there. But when you get there, it was like bunk beds with, like, this fake tree covering it.
Fake tree?
And it was like,
hold on, that's supposed to be, like, isn't that supposed to be a fork? For the kids, like
I don't know what that thing was. It just didn't even.
They're themed rooms.
Yeah, it was themed, but not the type of thing that I was looking for. And even my kids were like, okay. Like, they weren't even all excited. And I'm, like, trying to hype it up at that point because I'm like, oh, shoot. I done spent, like, it was, like, maybe at that time, maybe three-something a night. And it was
It's
okay.
It's not cheap.
No,
for
it's not. It's not cheap. And so, I mean, the little things that they had, the activities, like they had story night where the kids put on their PJs and they go by this big tree in the front lobby and like this owl or something comes out and starts reading a nighttime story to the kids. I thought that was really cute. They had like little scavenger hunts. You know, they had like
don't they have an indoor water park as well?
And the water park is the biggest, you know, the biggest attraction.
The biggest attraction, right?
Yeah, the water park, and then they also have like a little girly spa in there. So like when you, the girls can go and get their nails done and all that good stuff. So that's cute, but it's expensive.
True, it is.
Yeah, it was expensive.
Take some of those
additional
tips, saving money, having the kids contribute, maybe a second job. So, you know, it's not taking away from the main contributing pot where everything else has to come from.
Make it a little easier on yourself. Yeah, I agree with that. And, you know, and it's also a plus for kids that are doing good in school or, you know, just to give them a different type of outing. Yeah, a little incentive. So that is good, you know. That's good.
Yeah.
My pockets weren't happy afterwards, but it's all great. You know, it was an experience.
Yeah,
they may not be.
Right, and that's what's important. Now, for the children who are getting older, if you have teenage children and, you know, you're looking to add some, again, we were talking about incentives for school and good grades, look into getting a passport. I think every person should have a passport regardless of age in this day and age. But, you know, encourage those passport stamps as rewards for good grades and things of that nature. Take the kids out, show them experiences, let them travel abroad. I hear this all the time now from my girlfriends who have daughters. They're taking their daughters on those type of experiences as a reason where when the girls start dating, they won't be easily impressed by anything that anyone does.
I saw a post that actually said, you know, ladies and gentlemen, you know, get your kids, especially your daughters, out of the United States so they're not easily impressed by a weekend to Atlanta. I'm like, oh.
Hey. Right, Atlanta, New York, Miami, wherever it is, she won't be impressed by it easily because she's been there before.
Right.
And I think that is a great lesson to teach, definitely.
It is. Absolutely.
We got about 2 minutes left in the show. The general is enjoying himself tanning and drinking fresh coconut milk in a DR. Be safe out there. Enjoy yourself. Don't come back suntanned too badly, or I'm going to be jealous and bring me some white hair.
Yeah, I was getting ready to, like, hit the thumbs down on all his pictures the last couple of days, or the frowny face. But I said, you know what, I'm not going to be a hater all my life. So
We're not going to hate. We're going to try.
Enjoy. Absolutely.
It would definitely be nice to be there, but we are going to be together in No Sleep South Beach 2019.
Hello. Yes.
July 19th through the 22nd. Would you like to join us?
Welcome
to NoSleepSouthBeach.com or hit up our boys on social media, Kurt Boogie, Sleepy Green, Ron Du, M Quattro, Big Al. Out. We got a lot of things going on in the social lab that are going to transpire in Miami, and it's going to be a blast.
And I'm going to have cinnamon rolls, y'all.
Oh, Jesus. Me and my waistline are not ready. Good night. We will
it's
see
all good.
You next week.
DMT.